Infertility in the Media, Private Life, by Haya Rothschild, Andrologist. When Private Life came out in 2018, it got a ton of media attention for being a movie that not only addressed the elephant of infertility, but was actually about infertility. Infertility was not a subplot or a punchline. It was represented in depth in terms of how consuming it is to the people living the experience. So when I heard about this movie, I couldn't wait to see it. I sat down to watch it, and within the first 10 minutes, I was shouting at the screen. Within 20, I turned it off. It was too much for me as an embryologist to see the medical aspects of infertility presented less than accurately. I thought their doctor was a little incompetent, a little callous, and I would have loved to refer them somewhere else. And that's where I left it. If it came up, I didn't like the movie. This week, I sat down and steeled myself to watch the whole thing so that I could give an honest review. I admit, with the intention of tearing it to shreds. I got to the credits, and for a moment, I was stunned into silence. Then I was back to shouting at the TV screen and my husband. The ending was so epically, perfectly, emotionally gut-wrenching that it redeemed any complaints I had about the rest of the movie. I'm begrudgingly forced to admit that they put so much wonderful energy into accurately representing the emotional roller coaster of infertility that they made up for the minor details that weren't perfect in their representation of the medical issues. Rachel, Catherine Hahn, and Richard, Paul Giamatti, are attempting to start a family in their 40s. They've experienced multiple IUI, or intrauterine insemination cycles, and an adoption attempt that fell through. Over the course of the movie, they go through the process of an expensive IVF cycle that fails, and an expensive and emotional donor egg cycle that ultimately fails. They've less than supportive family members that want them to give up and move on, and they struggle with the endless fees of fertility treatment. They struggle with differing and evolving views on biological connection to the child they want. They question themselves and their life choices and the impact those choices had on their ability to have children. These are genuine, raw experiences that are so relatable. But to me, what makes the entire movie is the last 30 seconds. Rachel and Richard have heard from the adoption agency and are sitting in a cafe waiting to meet with a woman. We know they've been in this same life place in the past, and the woman does not show. And then the credits roll. You're left sitting there awkwardly, you know, without that happy ending with a bow on top. We don't know how this journey ends for them. And truth be told, this is the rawest, realest representation of the journey of parenthood that there could ever possibly be. For anyone living the experience, it is so hard to see through failed attempt after failed attempt, disappointment after disappointment, to the end, often years down the road, of a child in their arms. My heart ached for Rachel and Richard, and I hope they ultimately have the child of their dreams, but we don't get to be distracted by the happy ending, just the struggle and pain of the journey. For more information about male reproductive health or male infertility, contact us at Maze for a free phone consultation. Our number is 646-380-2600, or email us. Our email address is info@mazemenshealth.com.